The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie same game parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
This hour is brought to you by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Step up to the plate and start your career in welding or HVACR at ETI School of Skilled Trades. Visit eticampus.edu to learn more.
Live from State Street and the old National Bank Studio, this is Waddle and Sylvie. See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Or listen to the ESPN Chicago app, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
This is WMVP, WSHE HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
One day I'll be able to play the guitar like that.
No, you won't. You've had opportunities.
Kick rocks, mister.
This was like
Except
a topic
one day.
12 years ago.
One day.
When did you get your guitar?
5 years ago.
No, it wasn't 5 years ago.
7 years ago?
It was longer.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I'll text my wife.
You text your wife.
And there's no way it's longer than 7 years ago.
Just don't shape it.
I don't do that. But I will learn how to play the guitar like that before. I'll be sitting on my on a front porch somewhere where there's nobody close, and I'll just be...
Like this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll be able to do it all. I'll be able to do that and then segue to my favorite Chris Stapleton song.
It's going to be more like dueling banjos. That's what you're going to be on the porch.
You guys underestimate me. That's fine. I've lived in that world my whole life. That's okay. Doubt me. And I will invite you down. I'll invite you down, and then I'll play for you, and then you guys will be like, wow, that's pretty good.
I want to get to some White Sox stuff here in a bit. Also, you can watch us on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, and it's all brought to you by Bernie's Book Bank. Great people there and a great cause. Urge you to help them out, especially with the Walk is One coming up here tomorrow. Don't forget, Waddle and I will be out at Cork and Carry for the entire show tomorrow. Actually, a little longer, 2 to 6:30 tomorrow.
Leading you into
White Sox pregame. The entire station will be there, starting with Black and Abdallah for live and local programming at 10 a.m. tomorrow. So you get some early morning Black and Abdallah, 10 a.m. to noon. Carmen and Yurko, noon to 2. Then us, we will all be live at Cork and Carry at the park. And we'll check in with Cap during his home stretch for Walk is One. Support of Bernie's Book Bank. Let me grab Mikey in Humboldt Park. Mikey, you have a reaction to Justin Fields?
Yeah, so I'm the guy, I made the post originally, the one that kind of blew up a little bit, and I was mad, because obviously, how are you going to say that after we defend you? We defend you, like...
Also, Mikey, wait a second. Mikey, you're the one that posted on Twitter that message that was...
Yes.
The graphic?
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yes. Of course, yeah. So, I love what he said today. Today was a great reaction, but there's just some things that are better left unsaid. So I wasn't mad. I was mad because obviously we lost, and to say that we don't hurt as much, I don't think that Justin Fields understands the rivalry right now. At this point in time, I don't think he understands the rivalry that the fans do and the fans endear for, I'm only 27, but, you know, for 25 years of my life watching the Bears, it's like... Yeah, it's pain. It's all pain.
But Mikey, it's also his livelihood. He's the Bears that we cheer for. Don't you think he cares more than us? This is his life.
No, I don't. I don't. I think that we care as fans more than this, more than the players that like the new guys.
Listen, you fan however you want to fan. I think we've always said that. Look, I'm not going to tell you how to fan. But I don't believe it's 100% accurate to suggest that you know that it means more to you than somebody that's actually up there, maybe on, you know, one of the trainer's table working through an Achilles injury.
Why does it have to be more or less?
You're the one that actually offered that qualifier, you know?
And he didn't say that the fans don't care. He just said that he's in the work and he cares more than the fans. Like, what's the big deal?
I don't know. You'd want it to hurt more, but
yes.
As a second-year guy,
Don't you want him to be pissed off that they lost?
You guys got like Cole Kmet. People like that should be describing how the rivalry for the Bears-Packers is.
You just want a quote, Mikey. You just want something that looks good, like on a successory. Like, I want a franchise quarterback already. And
please, me too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be lovely if we had a franchise quarterback. I have a Patriots fan who's like, oh, I don't know what it's like to have a guy who's the guy. You know, like, see if he's the guy or not. Yeah, well, guess what? We've been doing that our whole life, and it gets frustrating. So I love Justin Fields. I want him to be a star. Nobody's rooting against the guy. But when you spend, you know, the last 2 years defending the guy to people that are doubters, and then this guy goes, oh, like, the fans don't work as hard. I'm putting in work defending you after you put 7-11 and 70 yards and an interception on the field.
I know, but it's a hobby for you, Mikey. I mean, like this.
Sounds like it's a way of life for Mikey.
It's not a hobby. I took a blood oath, Waddle, or Sylvie. I took a blood oath.
What kind of blood oath did you do here?
Right on the hand. I got a scar for it. I send it in, and I'll do it again because that's what I am. I'm a Bears fan. I bleed it. You know what I'm saying?
What did you do? I want to hear more about this. So you cut your hand, and was this with another bear? What was this?
2012, I got a little tipsy and chilling with the boys, and they're like, you're not a Bears fan. Like, you wouldn't bleed for them. I said, I would bleed for them. They're like, take an oath right now that you'll never change a team. I said, I'll never change a team. And I took a blood oath right on my hand. Bared up.
You know what? I'll add this, though. I think a blood oath when you're sober is one thing. I think taking a blood oath when your BAC is like 1.5, then I think it's a little different. I think you're more willing to take that.
That's a blood alcohol oath.
Yeah.
Not a blood oath.
All right.
Listen, Mikey, I'm not going to tell you how to feel, okay? You should feel however you want to feel. Like, that's just, like, you should. Right. We always say, hey, be a fan how you want to be a fan, right? That's kind of how we say it. This is just the environment that we live in, and.
Yeah, we're meatball. I'm a meatball. Oh, you're a meatball. Oh, you have no entitlement. You have all entitlement. I don't care. I'm a meatball.
Yeah, no one. I didn't call you a meatball. Yeah. You fan however you want to fan.
I'm a meatball, and I want to stay a meatball, and I'm tired of the mediocrity.
Let's keep our eye on the ball, Mikey, as Bears fans, and let's get outraged at things that need to be outraged against and things that are just like
7-11 and an interception. Yes, I will be outraged by that as well.
Okay. But, all right, Mikey, good stuff.
Thanks,
thank you,
Mikey.
Yeah, we always appreciate the banter. The Mikey Betts right there. Should I take another call? You want the White Sox stuff. Now,
what do you tell me? You're the one that did the work. You're the one that did the work.
We can do it later. People are calling in on this. Guys, what should we do here? I could continue to take calls. You tell me. George in River Grove, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
I'll cede my time to you in Waddle's World. How about that? Go ahead, George.
No, I want Waddle's World, too. Yeah.
I got some chicken stories for you.
Maybe before Jesse.
Okay.
Go ahead, George.
Well, you know, I watched the Bears game, and, you know, they did exactly what I was hoping they'd do, watch the first half and put me to sleep for my Sunday afternoon nap. Thank you very much. And the two things I came away with, number one, are two things you cannot acquire. You either have them or you don't. Number one is your pocket awareness, and he doesn't have that. And his field presence. And you watch Mr. Rogers, he's like a brain surgeon taking a tumor out of a brain. You know, he just sliced and diced. And Mr. Fields was a very good college quarterback, okay? And whether or not he makes a grade as a professional, the jury's out. I don't see it, you know.
And George, I think saying that the jury's still out is a reasonable statement. Well, I would advise, though, for most people is if you're gonna compare one quarterback with Aaron Rodgers, 99% of those quarterbacks are gonna fall short to the comparison of Aaron Rodgers.
I didn't cut him off either. No.
What I was going to extend my comments were. Compare him to Jalen Hurts last year or Tua last year, or compare him to Josh Allen in Josh Allen's first or second year. Do an equitable comparison for a player who was in a similar situation. Aaron Rodgers is going to go down as one of the top five quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. Like I said, if you compare any quarterback to Aaron Rodgers, 99% of those guys are going to fall short. So it's just, it's not a fair comparison to say,
right.
Boy, I looked at what Aaron Rodgers did out there on Sunday night, compared it to Justin Fields, and we don't stack up.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest of all time.
Right.
Yeah. George in Oak Park, a different George. Georgie, you're on ESPN 1000.
What's up, boys?
What's up, George? Have you taken a blood oath before? Have you ever cut your hand over the Bears?
No, I was the one who called last year. You said I want to name my kid Justin Fields. My wife would let me.
Oh, that's
right. Your wife is actually, she's the smart one in the family.
Don't tell me you've jumped off the bandwagon now, too.
No, I came here to defend my man.
Okay.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. And, dude, Mikey from wherever is a meatball. And he's not even a good meatball. And I know good meatballs because I'm Italian. Like
he said, he's a self-admitted. He's a self-admitted meatball.
Yeah, but that's not a good thing to self-admit, man.
Well.
Here's the thing. He's two games in, and he was facing arguably the best defense in the NFL, and they only let him throw the ball 11 times. It was, and now we're about to run him out of town?
Well, George, what are we, now, where are we at with this conversation? Are we defending what he said at the podium after the game? Are we now talking about his performance? Because I'm lost.
Yeah, so these big, tough guys who are Chicago through and through, their feelings are hurt because Justin Fields said that it hurts him more than it hurts us. You know what? It probably does hurt him more than it hurts us. I don't have a concussion. I know you do, Waddle.
I still do. Yeah.
But, like, I don't. I'll never have a concussion from playing the NFL because I'm not going to play in the NFL. So it's
there's
it's
still
him
time, George.
What'd you say?
There's still time. I mean, you could try out for a team in the summer and maybe make the team.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I like my cognitive
Now, listen,
resources.
When you're dishing out meatballs and calling others meatballs, you don't think you're a tad meatballish wanting to name your
own
kid Justin Fields?
Good point.
Well, I did it. And I just hit a drive 250 yards. That's straight.
Did you really?
Are you golfing while you're calling in, too?
Yeah. I'm golfing, and I'm smoking marijuana.
All right. George is living his best life.
That is fantastic.
Yes, he is.
What kind you got there? What do you got? What strain? What do you got? What kind of strain you got? What do you smoke?
Pineapple Express. I'm smoking Pineapple Express. It's a hybrid, but leans towards sativa because I don't like my heart racing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, especially for a young guy, your heart doesn't need to be racing, George. You got young kids.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
So take care of yourself,
George. And I want them to grow up with Justin Fields as their quarterback. And I want him to feel comfortable and loved in this city.
That's a fair wish.
George, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
What hole are you on here?
I just started.
All right.
Hey, and it's free today. You want to know why? They're aerating the greens.
Oh, yeah.
Closed, so I'm golfing for free.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, enjoy. Smoking dope, having some free golf, calling in about Justin Fields. That's a full day
right there,
George.
Yeah, I worked all morning. I'm a hard worker.
Yeah,
you
don't deny that.
And you know who else is a hard worker?
Justin Fields.
There you go. That's a good way to wrap it up. There's George in Oak Park. I love that. And you know Bears fans go back to the film room, too, on Wednesdays.
Now more than ever.
And Thursdays.
I would like to be in the film room right now, but my All-22 is not available to me.
No, they go in the film room to see how they tailgated, they fanned.
I gotcha.
Yeah. You know that they review it. They move on to the game plan the following week. Let's go to Matt in Streamwood. Matt, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, Sylvie. Hey, Waddle. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure.
Sylvie and Waddle, I just want to say, like, what Brian Urlacher said back in 2012 was far worse than what Justin Fields said to us. I mean, I do feel bad for Justin Fields, and I knew the 9 of his last 10 games have been losses for this, and the losses are starting to play with his mind, and I'm pretty sure he's frustrated that in the past 2 games he's only passed, what, Waddle, 20 attempts?
28 times.
28 times?
Yeah.
I mean, we trade up for this guy, you know, and I mean, he's a high pick, and it's our franchise quarterback, and every game that goes by, we have to know if we have our franchise quarterback or not. So I just don't understand what they're doing with him if they're not going to develop him.
Well, listen, Matt, that's kind of where I'm at on this. Like, I don't care what's being said. Like, I mean, it just doesn't matter to me. I think he can make his life a little bit easier for him if he chooses the route that he took today versus the one that he took after the game. At the end of the day, It doesn't make a, I almost swore. It doesn't make a difference at all, because him as a player is infinitely more important than him as a public relations guy. But what I want to see from this entire team is I get it. I'm not asking you to be the Air Coryell Chargers. But at the end of the day, I think we need in 2022, from my perspective, and I'm not getting paid to win games. What you need to do is try to develop your quarterback and the rest of the young guys on your team. You have announced by your actions that this is a rebuilding year. If it wasn't a rebuilding year and you were just trying to do whatever it took to win every game, which I get, you wouldn't have let James Daniel go. You wouldn't have let Khalil Mack go. You'd be, if everything was about winning now, you would have kept those guys because they make you a better team. But you chose to go in the other direction, which I fully support as a fan. I like their plan. But now, even if it comes at the expense of maybe it lessens your odds of winning a game, at the end of the day, what's more important, from my perspective, is to develop your young quarterback and your young team, or at the very least, put him in a situation where you can go through the development process. Like, I get it. I'm not telling you not to run the ball. Run the ball. Run it on third and four if you want as well. But at the end of the day, are you developing your guys? Not just Justin. Are you developing Cole Kmet? Are you developing Darnell Mooney? Are you developing Tevin Jenkins? Are you developing Larry Borum? Are you developing Braxton Jones? If you're not actually putting your guys in the offense and in the situations that ultimately you want to be in at some point.
I did bring this up. The comp to me is Kyler Gordon has not looked good in the first two games. But do you know what they're doing?
Leaving him out there.
And they're developing him.
It's a great comp.
They're like, okay, we're asking you to do a lot. You're playing the slot. You're doing some really hard things. You're getting exposed. They're not targeting Jalen Johnson. But we're going to live with the mistakes because we believe you could handle it.
Yeah.
And we believe you're going to be better for it in the long term. And
no, it's a great example. It really is. And they're not really adjusting their defense to protect him.
Right.
So we've got to get to the point where we're not just protecting our quarterback and the rest of the offense because we think they're limited right now because we're in a rebuild. There are still times when Justin's got a clean pocket. There are still times when guys are getting open. There are other times when none of that is happening. But at some point, you got to take the training wheels off. It doesn't have to go from 0 to 100.
It shouldn't be the Cleveland Browns game plan from last year.
Exactly.
Right. But you could be better.
And again, like you also put into the equation, you played in a monsoon in week one against a top five defense. You played on Sunday night against another, I'll call them a top five, let's be conservative, top eight defense. That's a Packer defense. They've spent a lot of money on that defense, and they're very accomplished. Tough chore. But at the end of the day, if we get to week eight, and we're seeing a similar approach, that's not going to, shouldn't sit well with people. You got to start trying to develop these guys in the offense that you brought Luke Getsy in here to run. And again, it doesn't have to go from 11 pass attempts to 98 pass attempts, but just run your offense.
It's one of your best points in a year. It's been that long. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, every now and again, what they say about the blind squirrel.
No, you're not. You're better than a blind squirrel.
One-eyed squirrel?
Jim in Crystal Lake, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. So as far as Justin Fields' comment there, you know, we as Bears fans, you know, we've had more heartache and we have had more longevity over the years. And so we might wear that on our sleeves longer, or, you know, have it on our sleeves. But boy, oh boy, that dude, he better care more than I do as a Bears fan. I've been a Bears fan for 55 years. I've got a dozen Bears shirt. But boy, anybody on that Bears team better care more than I do about the Bears.
That's the point, Jim, right? Like, that's the job description. You are the Bears. Like, you can't be any higher than they are. We root for them. This is their livelihood. He hears about the pressure of not winning a Super Bowl in 37 years. He hears the pressure of not having a franchise quarterback since Sid Luckman. It's like a lot of the Cubs players when they were brought up and they heard 108 years. Yes, we've been through the thick and the thin, but the players should always be the ones who care the most.
It's funny, Jim. Like our buddy Jim Kizios was texting me. He said, "It sounds like it did 4 years ago." Unfortunately, you know. And I said back to him, and it's a good point. We find ourselves in the same spot. this won't change in terms of all of these conversations until we do find the quarterback, and maybe Justin's that guy. It's too early to know. That becomes a, that is a win because of quarterback, not a win with quarterback. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that'll be, because it's, it'll be really truly, if it happens and it's consistent, it'll be the first time in our lifetime that we've really had that guy. Because, you know, Jim was a good quarterback, but he got hurt. Jim McMahon. Like, he couldn't stay healthy.
Right.
Like, Jay had moments, but over the course of stretch of time,
It didn't pan out.
Until this town and this franchise finds a quarterback that becomes a win because of quarterback, not just a win with quarterback, we're going to continue this carnival ride.
David on the South Side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, David?
Gentlemen. Lifelong Bears fan. I'm 41 years old. But we have to be – first of all, there's nothing wrong with what Justin Fields said. I had no problem with it because it's the truth. He works for the people. We're just fans sitting at home watching the television. But – and the other guy, Mickey, the blood-in, blood-out guy, he's crazy. What are you talking about rivalry? We beat them 3 times in the last 10 years. We're 3-17 against them. It's not a rivalry anymore. Like, yeah. A rivalry is 10-10, 12-8. 3-17 is no longer a rivalry.
Right. It's a good, David, it's a good point. I texted one of my, I saw this on Twitter. I think CBS sent this out. I sent it to the crew today. There was a graphic here. The Bears-Packers rivalry. Aaron Rodgers, in his span as the quarterback of the Packers, has won 23 games against the Bears. He has 23 wins. All the quarterbacks who have played for the Bears since 1987 have won a grand total of 23 games against the Packers. Think about that.
Yeah.
That's not a rivalry.
No.
That's craziness.
That's hammer and nail.
Right. So, all right, Waddle's World is coming up. I will get to the White Sox stuff at 4. I didn't want to do it in a short span. I knew a lot of callers wanted to make their Justin Fields points and Bears calls and everything and how passionate with this story developing. But I do want to get to the White Sox coming up at 4 o'clock, and I think yesterday was their last stand, and I believe they're pretty much done. 312-332-3776. If you want to react, Waddle's World is next.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Isn't that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
It's on my mind now is hopefully that conversation we just had has evaporated into the atmosphere and we move forward. Waddle's World is brought to you by Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit Wintrust.com/findus, member FDIC. You know what I want to do right now? I want to give you an injury report. Injury update brought to you by Rush University System for Health. Don't let COVID-19 sideline you this season. Rush encourages everyone to get vaccinated, wear a mask, and don't delay your care in person or virtually. Rush is here for you. Visit rush.edu. First to the South Side, where the White Sox playoff chances are on life support. More on that later. More.
Oh, wow. How about that?
More specifically, up at Hallis Hall today, tight end Ryan Griffin did not practice. He's got an Achilles injury. Defensive back safety Dane Cruikshank. Cruikshank.
It's a great football name, isn't it?
Got a hammy. He did not practice. Maybe of even more importance, Bayless Jones Jr. did not practice with a hammy. And maybe most important of all, linebacker Roquan Smith did not practice with a hip.
With a hip, huh?
He's got a hip injury or something with his hip that kept him from practicing today.
And he was a non-participant?
Did not practice. DNP.
I'm concerned about Velus, obviously, that this thing, Ham, we know how hammies are. I'm also concerned, again, like the equation. I've covered the Bears many, many years. You lived it. When that train leaves the station for a rookie, oftentimes a whole season can be lost.
Can be lost.
When you're that far behind.
The way this train is moving,
right?
Like it feels like it may just have pulled out of the station.
He's fast enough to jump aboard.
He can still get on that, yeah.
If his hammy works,
yeah. Yes. That offensive train, you could argue, hasn't left the station.
That's true. Okay, so, that's a good point.
Yeah. So we'll find out.
He's got to get better. I don't know what's going on there.
Doesn't feel like Wednesday where they've already gotten back to practice, does it? Maybe because it was a Sunday night game. I don't know.
What does it feel like? It's earlier in the week. Is the week gone by fast?
I've forgotten that they actually were on the field today on the grass. I know they met the media, but for some reason, my brain didn't put it all together.
It's on to the next, Waddle. That's how this football works.
We got a game tomorrow night.
We do. It's Mitch, isn't it?
Mitch is back out there.
I think we're calling tomorrow's game Mitch's last stand.
Mitch's last stand?
Yeah, I think it is.
Listen, I think it's going to be, I think it'll be fair. I know there was some consternation. We're not your home for Pittsburgh Steelers football. But there were some comments made about opening up the offense, and there were some calls for Matt Canada to lose his gig as the offensive coordinator.
Snoop Dogg, too. Did you hear
Snoop Dogg? Do you have the Snoop?
Yeah, I do. I saw Meller put it up here. Let me see. Where is he? Where are you, Snoop Dogg?
Man, the Pittsburgh Steelers need a new offensive coordinator. This guy sucks. Coach Tomlin, this is Snoop Dogg, man. Fire that motherfucker. That's a real offensive coordinator.
How about that? Do one more time on that, Meller. That's juicy.
Man, the Pittsburgh Steelers need a new offensive coordinator. This guy sucks. Coach Tomlin, this is Snoop Dogg, man. Fire that motherfucker. That's a real offensive coordinator.
I think the guys made a good point this morning, too. I heard it first on Cap and Jay Hood. Like, Snoop doesn't need to introduce himself to anyone because it's a video. Like,
and Snoop is one of the most he's one of the most recognizable human beings on the planet.
Right. So, I mean, I guess it was just, it wasn't even necessary to say, Coach Tomlin, this is Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Snoop.
Man, the Pittsburgh Steelers need a new offensive coordinator. This guy sucks. Coach Tomlin, this is Snoop Dogg, man. Fire that motherfucker. That's a real offensive coordinator.
What a crazy.
And there was a lot of comments about that. I think Mike Tomlin added a little bit of common sense. I think it was either yesterday or today and said, look. Yeah, we need to be more aggressive with our play calling. Our quarterback needs to be more aggressive with his play as well. George Pickens, the rookie, said, I've been open 90% of the routes I've been on.
We've seen that's Allen Robinson.
Yeah. So I think you're right. I think, you know, because it's a short week, look, let's be honest, the Steelers should be 0-2. I mean, the Bengals missed an extra point with 1 second on the clock. If they make the extra point, you don't go to overtime, you win the game, and then I think after a quick Pittsburgh 3-and-out possession in overtime, the Bengals missed a 25-yard field goal. So they should be at 0-2.
And if he stinks, they have 10 full days to get the rookie up and going.
Right. It's a long week. I mean, I don't know whether or not they would have made a quarterback change. And look, if in fact they do go from Mitch to Pickett, there's no guarantee that Kenny Pickett is going to take you to the promised land, but...
But you got to start the development.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason at that point. I mean, if you think Pickett is able to handle some stuff and grow through the process, which I think he would be considering the head coach and the experience there, but again, we are not your home for Pittsburgh Steelers football. There are a couple of NFL stories, though. Mike Evans has lost his appeal. He will, in fact, be out for this game against the Green Bay Packers.
Matt LaFleur ruled on the appeal, by the way. That was who the NFL hired to hear the appeal after.
Matt LaFleur actually came out and said, that'll have no impact on us this week. We prepare the same way. Total coach speak.
Yeah.
Mike Evans is obviously going to be missed greatly by a Buccaneer offense that is without some of their weapons. It's the reason why you will, in fact, see Cole Beasley in the slot for the Buccaneers in this game.
John Runyon Sr. ruling on this, with John Runyon Jr. being on the Packers. I thought the caller was the only person who did that. Schefter had a whole thing on this on Monday Night Countdown, that there is a thought out there that John Runyon Sr. being involved in this isn't kosher.
Our life is one big conspiracy.
I know, but that, right? It was more than just a caller, though. It was actually being talked about on Monday Night Countdown.
The NFL has warned Bruce Arians over sideline conduct.
I still think it's one of the funniest things from this past week.
I did not know the story that was relayed to us, that they wouldn't put them in a luxury suite.
Yeah, they couldn't get tickets. There's got to be, like, that's got to be a regular.
A booth. Head coach Todd Bowles said that Arians was there on the sideline because the Saints did not provide them a booth.
Like, do would they top. Put him in a press box? Because, like, Jerry Angelo used to sit in the press box on the
That's
road.
What they said. The Saints say they provided seating for Arians and Lick their Jason Lick, their...
Jason Light.
Light, sorry. Their GM in the press box. They said they provided seating for the two of them.
And Aaron's like, I'm not sitting with these schmoes. I'm going down to the field. I'm not sitting with the press.
I mean, shouldn't you provide a, you know, something other than a press box for?
I don't know how that works. But yes, it sounds like they should. Like, to see Bruce Arians and Jason Light on the sideline during a game.
It's crazy. I think I almost passed out there. I mean, I said Jason Light's name probably 150,000 times. And right there, I was Ron Burgundy. I read it as it showed.
Jason Licked.
Yeah. Are we going, at some point, we'll talk about Aaron Judge hitting his 60th home run last
430
night.
430 for that, yeah. We have it scheduled.
One shy of Roger Maris's American League single season record.
Make it the new record. Make it the record.
I thought you were going to attack Randy Merkin upstairs today.
I sent a text message to Greeny about his rant today.
And did he respond to you?
He did, right away. Yes.
You're lobbying for a shout out on tomorrow's show, aren't you? Yeah, you are. That's why you sent it. You sent it so that you'll get recognized on Get Up tomorrow. I was having an email exchange with my good friend in Chicago, Mark Silverman.
And that, and also to rub in the Salukis beating his Northwest. I mentioned that in my text message as well.
But, like, if you're living in Chicago, I got to call up and get Sylvie on the phone or something like that. Maybe you'll do that tomorrow.
Something like that.
Well, like, do I get all red-assed and feeling butthurt when I didn't hear him say, I got to call up Tom Waddle. I didn't come stomping into work the next day going, how dare him?
Weirdo. That's true.
Guilty. by the way, the Kyler Murray story, I guess, is changing now. I don't think that they've been able to quantify that the person that reached out and made contact with him was actually doing it in a vicious approach.
Like, he was just trying to, like, hug him or something?
Yeah.
And then, like, in the scrum? Because there was a lot going on there.
Yeah, I don't think... I mean, police in Las Vegas said on Monday that they were, in fact, investigating allegations that a fan in the stands struck him amid celebration after their overtime win. Murray said today that the wild ending to the game mirrored the bizarre post-game situation with fans talking to reporters. The quarterback didn't condone the smack, but also said he also didn't act as if he wanted to hold a grudge. Stuff happens. I don't know. I don't know if really there was anybody that was trying to attack him. I don't know.
Is there going to be a rule change on stay away from the crowd? You know, you got the Lambeau leap and so many different people celebrate with the
fans.
I
hope not.
Me too.
I hope not. I don't want to see that happen. What's the story with chicken? I mean, it's everybody's talking about it. Like, honestly.
Who came up with this?
Even you were talking about it.
Well, who's the first? This NyQuil marinated chicken thing.
Yeah.
I mean, sleepy chicken, they call it. Tyler, it's supposed to be a remedy for COVID or for getting sick.
It's a remedy for being alive is what it is.
Who's making this up? Who's saying, I got to go to TikTok and I got a great idea. I got to marinate my chicken in some NyQuil. How does someone think of that?
Well, I mean, we as a society, we're dumb as the day is long, right? Like, when you take NyQuil, have you ever taken NyQuil?
Yeah, sure.
You're supposed to take, like, a little bitty, you know, a little bit like this.
NyQuil, yeah.
Well, when you are pouring a bottle of NyQuil on your chicken, and then it congeals and becomes a solid, it's like a paste on your chicken, don't you think that that is exceeding the recommended dosage amount?
Well, they're heating the chicken in the, and they're boiling the NyQuil in this, and it changes properties, they say.
Didn't you also see, like, what was it? We were also talking about trying to make sure. Ooh. Careful out there, my friend.
What was, like, was that a skateboarder?
It almost had a skateboard accident. Didn't, like, Gronk have to tell people don't eat the Tide Pods?
Mm-hmm.
What the F is going on with people?
I think TikTok is just the next evolution in Darwinism.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, if you're too dumb to recognize that you shouldn't be cooking your chicken in NyQuil, you know what? It's just 2022.
Whatever happens to you should, in fact, happen to you. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, the dumbest. That's
what
it is.
Well, I guess to add a little context here, a recent social media video challenge encourages people to cook chicken in NyQuil. or another similar over-the-counter cough and cold medicine, presumably to eat. Social media trends and peer pressure can be a dangerous combination to your children and their friends, especially when involving misusing medicines. Like, don't do it. I saw a video of this. And it, first of all, it looks gross.
Gross. Like, at the very least, it's super gross.
Do you know any of your friends? You're young, Tyler. Are any of your friends
making a little sleepy chicken?
Making sleepy chicken?
No, I don't have any friends.
Well, what is the essence of it? Are they saying to you, like, hey, if you're not sleeping well and you're hungry, this is a way to kill.
No, it's supposed to be a remedy for COVID or for being sick.
Stop.
That's what they. That's
how. Drinking bleach again?
Remember the first thing that when people used to lose their taste and smell from COVID? What you had to do was take an orange and just burn it to the ashes.
No, I don't remember.
I never heard that.
I never heard that. And then you would supposedly get your sense of taste back if you did that. You guys don't remember that?
No, I don't.
No? Okay.
By the way, I believe they're now going to allow you to come in and out of the country in Canada, which will obviously affect...
if you're not vaccinated for the playoffs?
Yes, I think they're changing that. I think on all sports.
Is it an MLB playoff thing? Or is this just a Canada thing?
No, I think that I think this is Canada likely will drop the vaccine requirement for people who enter the country by the end of September, the end of this month, according to multiple reports.
The Blue Jays are like, let's hold off on this for a little longer.
No, you're so right, because for the Mariners, and I think that might be the matchup right now if the standings were, you know, you ended today, Robbie Ray is not vaccinated. He's one of their better pitchers. It definitely, you're right, Sylvie. The Blue Jays definitely want this to
wait
till the end of October.
Let's wait till October.
It doesn't sound like that's going to happen.
No.
So that's all I got for you. When we come back, I do have some nonsense. I have a space story. And I have another story about tattoo ink that I'd like to provide a public service for some folks
it's
out there.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted a tattoo, and now I'm almost like... Forget this.
Well, for you and many out there that are in the same kind of state of mind, I will read you something and you act accordingly to it, okay?
Guys, you've heard me talk about my RAV4 for a while now. I decided last year to get back to the Toyota brand. Glad I did. The brand new RAV4, 40 miles to the gallon. Outstanding car for me to and from the suburbs every day. And the family car, wow, what a weekend we had at the Northwestern game, some tailgating. And then I drove myself up to Green Bay for the Bears. And wherever I go, people love the RAV4. The family loves the RAV4. Most importantly, I love the RAV4. I want you to check out your local Chicagoland Toyota dealer today. Start your search at Toyota.com. Remember this, every new Toyota, whether it's the RAV4, the Highlander, the Camry, every new Toyota comes with a 2-year, 25,000-mile, no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance. Also, I test drove the beautiful new Tacoma with Len Casper. You can check that out on social media on the ESPN_Chicago Instagram page. So find your new vehicle today at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You are listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Well, if there are aliens out there, it sounds like we're going to find them sooner rather than later, because scientists are looking for very powerful alien transmitters that could possibly be hiding in space images.
These are alien transmitters that the aliens
put out? The search for intelligent life in the universe is getting a major boost from the Breakthrough Listen initiative, which is the most comprehensive attempt to detect alien communications and technologies.
Oh, these are our transmitters looking to find the aliens.
Yes. Parascientists have demonstrated that a huge ongoing survey might serendipitously capture signs of aliens in even more remote locations, such as galaxies that appear in the background of images that are focused on stars in the Milky Way.
Aliens or...
smart people are getting involved, I guess, is the best way to say it.
Aliens or artificial intelligence will ultimately bring us down. If you had to bet on one...
I think it's out of control. Tweeters is what's going to get us.
Too much tweeting. Yeah. Too many hot takes.
Yeah.
Too many definitive statements
nuance. The mentality, a guy walked by, seemed to be, on the first hour of the show, just walked by and just gave us the finger... Didn't seem to be out of sorts at all. Just very emphatically, double
today
bird.
I missed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, double bird just walked by. Like, who wakes up in the morning and says, hey, You know what I'm going to do? I'm give somebody the finger.
I know.
Not just one, but two. No reason.
2 days ago, there was the bike rider who stopped with a heartbreak, stopped in front of the Old National Bank studio. And usually when that happens, they wave, give us the thumbs up.
Yeah.
He gave us the heartbreak, looked at both of us, gave us the double bird.
Yeah.
Hey, I was starting to wave because I thought he was waving at us.
I waved to him anyway. I waved to the guy giving us the double bird here.
I missed the...
Well, I'm trying to kill him with kindness. I'm trying to influence him to actually be better. By the way, here's some information for you. Tattoo inks used in the United States may contain cancer-causing chemicals, a new study says. So be careful, everybody. Think before you ink, as they say.
Think before... Is that a phrase? Is that a new thing?
Well, I would like to claim that I made it up, but actually I read it right here on my sheet of paper. A new study suggests almost half of all tattoo inks used in the United States could contain cancer-causing chemicals. Researchers from State University of New York at Binghamton analyzed 56 popular inks often used by American tattoo artists, uncovering that 23 of them have potentially hazardous compounds.
I've always wanted a tattoo, and this has been the deciding factor on why I won't get one.
So I guess my advice to you is make sure if this is a decision that you want to make and you go to your tattoo parlor, just have a conversation with them about the products they're using to make sure that they're clean.
Yes, we do use the cancer-causing ink. Sorry, you'll have to find another place.
No, but if they don't tell you they're using a certain non-cancer-causing ink, then maybe you leave. I'm just saying.
Think before you ink.
Yeah, think before you ink. Listen, I'm here to help.
You are.
The guy walking by giving me double bird. Listen, your life can't be that miserable that you want to just give people randomly the finger.
We're talking sports here.
Yeah.
Hey, Howard, the new tattoo I have, the ink just might be causing cancer. What should I do?
There you go. Exactly. Do I have a case?
We're going to do that. We've got that bit coming up.
I'm just here to help. If you're thinking about getting a tattoo, just make sure you do some research. I just gave you some information.
The rejected Cap Howard spots coming soon to the Waddle and Sylvie Show. All right, coming up next, we relive what was an epic game last night, but like most things that happened this year, the Sox ended up on the short end of the stick, and they're probably done now, and I want you to look within. I'll point out who's to blame, because I know they won't take the blame. That's coming up next.